Welcome back to another thrilling episode of two people sitting at a table plotting.
Mom and his son.
Mom and his son?
Her son.
And even my mom has a podcast. Hi, I'm the bucket of deplorable Von Fry. Joining me is...
Mom.
How are you doing this week?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Yeah, I guess I'm doing okay, I suppose. I did some stand-up comedy the other day.
Yeah, and people recognized you. You're famous.
I don't know if they recognize. Maybe there's more of an infamous thing about it. I thought there's a contract out on me.
No.
Like, that means someone's trying to kill you.
They said, you're a real comedian.
I don't know about that. Yeah. But, I mean, it'd been a little bit since I've done stand-up that we have a new place in town. The Vorshays cocktail bar, I just heard, closed.
It did.
So now we have just one club again.
That's ridiculous.
Essentially, but yeah. And it sort of looks like an Olive Garden. I had some problems with the way the setup went. It seemed like I couldn't hear myself very well. There wasn't like a monitor so you could hear how loud you were. And they didn't have the gain up very high on the mic. So it was very much a situation where you had the mic really close to your mouth.
Okay, well, you'll really do better next week. You're going to go this week too?
I might just do the same thing but slow it down. I was pressured because like the last minute they said, okay, well, everybody gets 4 minutes. Well, I had 5 minutes ready. So I didn't have a lot of room to breathe to let people process the punchlines and things and had to rush through it while also cutting out a little bit. So,
well, they'll go better next time.
I don't know. I might just go over the limit anyways and just be like, deal with it. You know, something like that. What's new with you?
Oh, we're getting ready to go on vacation. So we're working on cleaning up our
trailer. What did you do in working on that?
I cleaned the inside of the trailer.
You did?
Yes.
I don't like this trailer stuff because it is taking work with you on vacation.
Well, but yeah, but you get to camp out in beautiful Colorado, out in nature, and see the animals and
is it have beautiful fun. Because other people told you it's beautiful though?
No, it's beautiful.
Or is it actually that good?
It really is that good. And we're gonna go see all the aspens changing. It's gonna be fun. I can't wait.
What do they change into? Their swimwear? They put on their fall attire?
They're what is changing this? For the winter.
All right. Well, how about we check out the news?
Okay.
So, have some stories for you. Some of them sports related.
Oh, football season's here. Woo!
Okay, well, we could kind of get to the football stuff.
Okay.
We were talking about this at dinner while we had spaghetti that you made that got on my shirt.
Homemade and spaghetti sauce.
That's the problem with the spaghetti. The spaghetti sauce is like...
Kryptonite.
Something about it, it's an aerosol can. Like, it whips around off the end of the noodle onto your shirt, and then you have little orange dots on there, and you wonder how that happened.
I know.
But except I know exactly what happened.
We have to get you a bib.
I could just not wear a shirt to dinner, but then I'd get screamed at for that.
Did I get to take mine off, too?
No. No, you do not.
No, I don't.
So first up, we do have a football-related story here.
Okay.
As I'd mentioned at dinner, the Big 12 suddenly has a sponsor, like, in front of the name. It's the Monster Energy Big 12.
So every team has Monster on it, their jerseys?
They have to have the Monster M on their jersey. Sometimes it seems to be in black and white or something, monochrome. Sometimes it's bright neon green. It may clash. People are complaining that K-State has a bright neon green on their field. But the field's green itself.
That's true.
So if that does clash with your purple... Your school got paid $1 million for this.
So how healthy is Monster drink?
Caffeine? That's another thing people are complaining about. It's not necessarily billed as healthy at all.
Are we getting these college kids hooked on caffeine? Well,
for quite a long time, NASCAR had what they call the Winston Cup.
Which are cigarettes.
Their top trophy level, their top level was named after a cigarette company.
Yeah.
And then it became like Nextel Cup. They call it Sprint Cup. They dropped endorsing that all together. Now it's just NASCAR.
Cup. It's endorsed by anything.
Wow. I think it's like NASCAR Cup. They don't have an endorsement. It's shocking that we aren't going to like sell out things further. How come it can't be the Pepsi Super Bowl? Pepsi Super Bowl 50. It'll be like Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show, but why isn't it like Pepsi Super Bowl?
Just give it time.
Right? Yep. So I'm surprised they're leaving money on the table. As soon as one, well, I can't, how are you running this organization when look at the money they're getting over there for having the selling out over there? How come you're not doing that? You're going to be fired if you don't find somebody. Okay, fine. the Chick-fil-A SEC. You know, it'll be like
all the bowl games are, that's what that is.
There was also some news in the NBA. Maybe you've heard about this. Kawhi Leonard left the Los Angeles Clippers, got right out the door as the ban hammer's coming down on them. They, it has been shown that they've misappropriated some funding, did some roundabout stuff to pay him $20 million under the table so it wouldn't count against the salary cap. Did this by making him a no-show sponsor of a fake charity about planting trees.
Yeah.
And the team, the Clippers, $20
million. $20 million.
Did I say 20,000?
I don't know. I probably was just thinking 20,000. 20 million just blows my mind.
The team is giving up 5 first-round draft picks.
Gosh.
That's going to make them even more irrelevant than they currently are.
Yeah, I was going to say they're going to suck even
The Clippers are usually pretty bad. This may not really change things much. So in getting Kawhi Leonard, they gave up, I think, 10 first-round draft picks, SGA. You gave the Thunder a winning team, essentially. The Thunder, Kawhi Leonard contingent to coming to Los Angeles was they had to get Paul George from the Thunder. And the Thunder were like, okay, well, if you have to have him, then give us, okay, fine, we'll empty the bank account. We'll throw these players in over here, too. It's making his the movement of Kawhi Leonard from the Raptors, where he just got a championship with the Raptors, down to the Los Angeles Clippers, like the worst deal in sports ever.
Wow.
And yeah, that's looking pretty bad, but the punishment just doesn't seem right because it's like surely Kawhi Leonard was aware that this was against the rules. He's getting slapped with $700,000 fine.
For doing it, participating in it, giving him $20 million.
It doesn't even sound like, so what about the $20 million he got? Shouldn't he at least have to give that back?
If
that
was, just give out some.
How does this work? Like I robbed the Rolex store, give us one Rolex back, right? Yeah. What is this? So there is a former ESPN guy named Pablo Torre who he was given the information about this early. ESPN got in front and said, there's no, they did very much this has all the earmarks of Russian collusion. They did that kind of thing. There's no proof. And now what are they saying? Nope, just nothing. Pretend that didn't happen. We're not going to mention that a whole lot. That's the richest owner in the NBA. We have a deal with the NBA. We don't want to say anything too bad about here. As little as we're allowed to get away with, that's what we're going to do.
Talk about something else.
That's pretty much how it went down. Also, it's an end of an era on TV.
What era?
It's the end of the Jersey Shore era.
I didn't even know that was still
around. Jersey Shore Family Vacation series finale was just the other day.
Oh, my.
Most people didn't know it was still around. I hadn't heard of Family Vacation. I remember them having like a few seasons.
I know they have families now.
Yeah, they have families, and but they can't get real jobs, so they go back to MTV, but the viewership's down or whatever, okay. They all look about the same, though, to their credit.
That's good.
And they started this about 2011, I think.
Which was the one that did, like, he eats and did laundry, and what was it? How did that go? It was Joey or something, right?
GTL. And Jim Tan Laundry.
What was it he did? Oh, Jim Tan Laundry.
They call him the Situation.
Yeah, Situation. That's
it. He was at the Donald Trump roast.
Oh, he was?
He was one of the roasters, the Donald Trump roast, on Comedy Central
Trump has that tan laundry... What other workout deal?
I believe Situation got in trouble.
Oh, he did.
Because they said one of the things off limits was like running black people out of apartments or something like that. Or like it was like you can make fun of him being orange. You can make fun of his hair. That was pretty much what most people were doing. But if you make up anything about gentrification or, you know, running prices up on your apartments, any of that sort of stuff.
That was off limits.
That was off limits. Yeah. So Situation got in trouble. He actually went to prison for a year and might have been during the Trump administration where he might have been able to commute that, but decided not to. You know, that was a situation of itself.
What did he have to go to prison for?
I think it was tax evasion.
Oh, probably.
You know, everybody's favorite,
taxes
right?
Messed with their brains.
What do you want?
Nothing. I didn't hear y'all talking, so I wasn't sure
okay,
you were
here. Because I had to pause it because this paper fell and I had to pick it up and stuff. So then why was he hanging around the corner?
Well, he's worried something's wrong.
Was there a hostage situation we weren't allowed to talk?
Stroke or something?
Okay, I'll leave that in.
No, don't.
Yes. I mean, we're short on time anyways, whatever. Okay. You know what? Mom, I've got an idea. I think it's time that we play a game. A game called...
I do like this song.
You like the song? Do you like the game?
I'm not very good at it.
All right, I'm going to give you 5 slang words, okay?
Like, I hear any slang in my world. I don't.
You're about to, and you're going to tell me what they mean.
Okay. I don't work with any teenagers anymore or anything.
NBA Youngboy. He's a rapper. What does NBA stand for in NBA Youngboy?
Not bad. A. I don't know. Gosh.
All right. I said don't say I don't know, remember?
Okay. I'm saying not bad.
And then you said A.
Afro.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Don't do the I don't know. Glaze.
Icing on a donut.
Hits different.
It has a weird taste.
Mog.
Mog. Mog.
Hey, if I mog you, what did I do?
Make fun of me.
Some kind of way.
An unusual way of doing something. Like, they've got some kind of way about them.
Okay, so here's what we've got. NBA Youngboy stands for Never Broke Again. The guy has
because he's rich.
The guy has like 20 kids
NBA,
and he's in trouble. I think he actually is about to be broke, which would be great.
How many kids?
A lot.
Oh, gosh.
The guy's like 20 and he has like 20 kids or something, okay? It's something like that, all right?
Fix that.
We also have glaze. It just means like you are overly celebrating
donut.
Something. You're giving way too many props. You're
making too big of a deal.
If you're glazing LeBron James and you're always hyping him up.
Okay. Well, you're definitely doing that.
Hits different. That would be something like when something happens over there and it hits different. Well, that has me kind of upset or remembering the past. Oh, that hits different. Okay. So it's weird.
Okay.
Mog means I'm showing you up.
Mog. Okay.
If I mog you, then I've overdressed and I've totally mogged you.
Mogged.
The fashion.
I like
there,
that
okay?
one. Yeah.
Some kind of way. Usually that means, it makes me kind of sad. That makes me feel some kind of way.
Some kind of way.
Why can't you say sad or nostalgic or something?
Some kind of way. It's not sad, but it's some kind of way.
It's something like that, yeah.
Should I start using that slang?
You can try.
Nobody knows what I'm talking about.
Well, maybe you will.
Maybe.
Right? All right, do you have some kind of thing for me?
I do. I have a quote. So your alma mater... won their football game, their opening season game.
Yeah, KU won against Long Island.
I didn't even know they throw state on there.
They throw state on the end of a team, college, so you know they're a college, right?
Yeah.
That's why you thought Golden State was a college team,
I did,
right?
So I did.
That's the way. I actually looked them up. They've been around for 100 years.
Well, good.
And how long they've had a football team, I don't know. Will they continue to have one? Well, if you don't pay your players much, but you get paid to get stomped by mid-level teams.
Like KU?
That there's a revenue in that, right?
Yeah.
No, maybe.
Okay. He's so fluffy, I'm going to die.
In the trailers for this, I only ever saw, he's so fluffy. So I think some people just go, he's so fluffy.
He's so fluffy.
Because like the TV spot for Training Day would be, King Kong ain't got nothing on me. But that's not what he says in the movie.
What does he say?
So I think people kind of quote both, but sometimes these things come from the TV spot instead of the trailer or the movie.
So what movie?
That's Despicable Me.
What year?
I don't know. Maybe 2011?
No, 2010, believe it or not.
2010? Yeah. I'm pretty close. I haven't seen it, and some girl says it.
Elise Fisher as Agnes.
I don't know. She's not even a real person. It's an animated thing.
I know.
Come on. I gave you enough information there.
Yeah. Well, you did good. I didn't think you'd have that one.
I have. You know who the Gru, the despicable guy is voiced by, right?
I've never seen the movie.
Well,
that's
who's
horrible.
He voiced by?
I don't know. Who is he?
Michael from The Office, the guy who's in charge of The Office, you know? He has the big nose. I forgot his name just now, but I was asking you.
Oh, yeah,
you know.
You're right. And the guy kind of looks like him, too. I mean,
well, he has a big, pointy nose thing going, but something like that.
Cool. Bye-bye now.
It's a pretty short episode.
It was
15 minutes, but
well, we did pretty good though. We talked about some stuff.
I guess it could be a little while before we see you again.
Glazing.
Yeah, are you glazing Colorado? I think you glaze Colorado.
I love Colorado. I glaze Colorado.
Does that make you feel some kind of way when you think of Colorado?
It makes me feel some kind of way. It's mogged.
It's mogged.
What's mog mean now?